neat things about hunting is showing that next generation either how to hunt or really just about the outdoors through hunting. And today we have with us Wendy Utter. And Wendy, thanks for joining us today on this webcast. Wendy, how did you get started hunting?
Well, I got started hunting with my family. My mom and my stepdad are really interested in hunting, and now I have a lot of fun going out hunting with them.
You know, it's not really typical of a young girl, for the most part, to start out hunting, especially with their mother. And that's pretty neat, and that's pretty exciting to somebody like myself. I have a son and a daughter, bringing them both up, perhaps on the outdoors and even hunting in that sense. But for you to learn from your mother is pretty atypical, because in the hunting heritage, as Mike Leggett discussed, you really had mostly a father taking a son, or a grandfather taking a son hunting. That's how most of us learned about hunting. So it's got to be pretty rewarding in your situation to learn a little bit about the outdoors and about hunting.
Well, it's definitely fun.
What was your first hunt?
The first hunt that I actually went on is Dwayne took me out to an Inn Creek Ranch in Buda, and I went black buck antelope doe hunting. But the first time that I went, I made my shot, but I missed it. I was extremely nervous. It's the first time I'd ever done it, and I don't mind so much that I missed it, because it was pretty cool. It was fun just actually going out there. And we would sit there and we'd look at them far off and we'd watch them come up and we'd just admire them, get them on the video camera, talk real quietly, try not to make too much noise. And then we had a whole herd, just like 20 of them, come up. And it's fun just watching him. He was sitting there telling me, it's like, okay, shoot, and I wouldn't shoot. He's like, that's okay, just wait till it turns back around again. I'm like, okay. So I'd wait, he'd be like, shoot. I'm like, too nervous. Finally, I made my shot and I missed it, but that was okay.
Do you know what they call that nervousness?
Buck fever.
Buck fever, yeah, and that's where it got its name. It's a sense of all kinds of emotions in one little setting or one little situation. Now, you went after a black buck and you missed, and you learned a little bit from that, did you not?
Oh, I learned a lot from that. I mean, he taught me that it's not so much getting it as much as it is having fun looking at it. And on top of that, you shouldn't just go out there and just shoot at it if you're not sure of yourself. Because you don't want to hurt it, because that's just cruel. I mean, if you're going to shoot, take the shot, be sure of your shot, and be sure you can actually do it.
What kind of preparations did you make for yourself before you went hunting for the first time?
Well, I took a hunter's education course in early August, the very beginning. And then I went to the rifle range several times, went out to shoot, especially the day of, too.
So nervousness caught up with you on that first hunt, but I've heard you've been hunting since. What kind of hunting did you do just a week ago, in fact?
Well, actually, just this past weekend, I went quail chucker and pheasant hunting.
Quail turkey and pheasant hunting?
Quail chucker.
Oh, chucker.
Chucker.
Okay. I was going to say, that season's a little off there, but unless you're a bow hunter. But quail, chucker, and pheasant hunting, and mm-hmm. And did you bag game?
Oh, yes. I got my first pheasant.
Did you? And that's, you know, shotgun shooting is a little tougher. It's a moving sport, and you have to essentially swing on game, shoot a bird in flight.
I started out on a 12-gauge.
12-gauge?
That's what I'm used to, is a 12-gauge shotgun. I think once I've shot a 410, but other than that, 12-gauge shotgun.
Well, that's, I know that's got to be exciting, just like that black buck hunt, is that correct? Or?
Oh, yeah. The first time my mom took me dove hunting out with them, I didn't want to go. I was like, no. Then when she actually took me out there, I had the best time. First 2 days I've ever gone, I got 4. And I was so proud of myself.
Well, you know, they say it on average, the average hunter takes 10 shells to bag 2 doves. So I think you did pretty good in that respect.
Well, I didn't go through a whole box, I don't think.
let's talk about a little bit about the emotions. What do your friends think about you, honey?
Actually, the majority of my friends are pretty excited. I'll tell them, I'm going bird hunting this weekend, and half of them beg me to take them with them, just because they want to go bird hunting, and they're kind of jealous. But I don't get picked on. I really don't.
And now this is boys and girls, in terms of your friends? And
boys and girls, my teachers even. They're like, well, that's cool. I hope you have fun. I mean, they don't criticize me. They don't make fun of me. I mean, my math sergeant will tease me. He's like, oh, you bird killer, but he's just joking around. He loves to go hunting, actually.
Do you help them and your peers or your friends to kind of understand the connection that hunting has for you in the outdoors?
Oh, yes. I tell them that the main reason I go hunting is because it's fun and because I love to look at the outdoors. I mean, if nothing else, I'll go out there and I'll take pictures of the outdoors, even if I don't shoot the birds. But I just love to go out there and see the wildlife and have fun, even if I don't hit it.
Well, you know, we have something that Parks and Wildlife in every state in the country teaches hunter education, the class that you went through. You